Helen O'Driscoll and her husband Thomas sat together in the courtroom of Mallow District Court as Deputy State Pathologist read out harrowing evidence. They both wept as Dr. Michael Curtis revealed the twins had been stabbed over 40 times each. Toxicology results revealed no drugs were present at the time of Jonathan's death, indicating he had not been taking his medication for the mental health issues he was struggling with and had been seeking help for. Speaking outside the court after the jury returned the verdict, the brother's mother Helen O'Driscoll appealed for anyone who was suffering from mental health issues to seek help.
Well, if I had one message, I would give that message out to all little children, boys and girls, adults that are out there suffering with depression and sickness. Don't wait for their parents to be sick and broken-hearted like us. Go and find help, no matter what phone you pick up, what friend you tell. There's somebody out there that will listen to you. And for God's sake, before your parents end up like us, broken-hearted, get that bit of help while you're able.
The Charleville mother said while she'll always be heartbroken, she hopes this will help the family move on. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Mallow.